This is Fresh Air. Today we've invited musician and folklorist Mick Maloney to join us for our weekly performance session. He's going to play a few songs that he learned in his native Ireland.
Well, I live in Philadelphia now, but I grew up in the southwest of Ireland, County Limerick, and spent a lot of time in the counties of Kerry and Clare, where there were a lot of old singers and musicians. This is one of the earliest songs I learned there. Sullivan's John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You've gone with the tinker's daughter far beyond the road to Rome. Sullivan's John, you won't stick it long till your belly will soon get slack. You'll be roaming the road with the mighty load and your toodlebox on your back. I'm at Katie Cafe, she didn't need baby, 'twas behind on her back strapped on. She'd an owlash plant in her hand for to drive the donkey on. Enquiring at every alehouse as along the road she saying, where would I get an old pot to mend, or where would I swap an ass? Well, there's a hairy ass fair in the County Clare, in a place they call Spancel Hill, where my brother James got a rap of a hames, and poor Paddy they tried to kill. They loaded him up on an ass and car, while Kate and Big Mary looked on. A bad cess to the day that I went away to join with the tinker clan. Sullivan's John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You've gone with the tinker's daughter far beyond the roads to Rome. Oh, Sullivan's John, you won't be long till your belly will soon get slack, and you'll be roaming the road with a mighty load on your toolbox on your back. Well, that was a song that I associate with the singing of a man called the Pecker Dunn, who was a travelling man. He used to be called tinkers in Ireland, but it's not a term that the travellers like to hear. And a lot of the songs and stories that I ended up hearing, and a lot of the tunes as well, were carried from one part of Ireland to the other by the travellers. At the time when I grew up, Ireland was just starting to, well, enter into the modern world of middle class values and incomes and styles of living, and this old music and singing didn't seem to have much part in that. And I remember when I was growing up that the older musicians, particularly around County Clare, would Always loved to see somebody who was of the younger generation coming along, and they'd never tell you weren't playing it right or anything. They'd encourage you all the way. It was just non-stop encouragement, telling you that you know, to keep with it and don't let it up and so on. And all the music I play, I owe to those older musicians. I'd like to play a couple of tunes now that I learned in County Clare many years ago. The first is called The Sailor on the Rock, and the second is called Tear the Calico, and I don't know where I remember them from or learned them from. You just sort of pick them up. I'm going to play them on the mandolin, which is one of the instruments I started off with. The Sailor on the Rock and Tear the Calico, and in an evening of Irish entertainment, singing and music and dancing, tunes like that could go on for 6 or 7 hours. We didn't go on that long this time.
Mick Maloney is director of the International Village Fair, a 9-day cultural festival taking place in Philadelphia July 25th to August 2nd. This